Hello, Feather.
Good morning, Moxie. How are you doing?
Excited.
Why are you excited?
Because I go to my grand's.
You got to go or you're going to go?
I'm going to go to my grand's.
Okay. She's picking you up, yes?
Yeah.
Why is that exciting?
Because I get to go to her place and her bed. Her couch can turn into a huge bed and it's like 500 feet long.
I don't think Granny's home is that big, but you like the bed that you get to sleep on, yeah?
Yes. Me and my cousin, we weren't at the same time, but once when my cousin was on there, he would not get off and neither would I. I didn't get off.
Is it that comfortable? Is it more comfortable than your bed?
Yes.
Is it more comfortable than our fold-out couch?
Yes.
So do you want to just go live with Granny then?
Yes.
I'm offended. I don't think she's going to drive you to school, though, is she?
No.
That would be a longer drive. Homeschooled, no. Granny doesn't have time to homeschool.
Why?
She's busy being Granny.
Granny.
Not doing teacher stuff.
Yeah.
So you're going to go spend the night with Granny? And what things are you taking with you?
I'm bringing my iPad, my phone,
mm-hmm.
some art thingy that I didn't do like yesterday.
Which art thingy? Because I think you have two art thingies, don't you?
It was the canvas thingy.
Okay, the canvas thingy. And you're going to take that with you? Not going to take the unicorn one with
no,
you?
No, the unicorn.
Just because it's a little too messy?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a good time. How has your week been this week?
Good.
Yeah?
I can't really remember what happened.
Well, let's see. You had a couple days with Mom at her work.
Yeah.
And you also spent a day here with me at least once, and you also did your summer club.
Oh, yeah. That felt like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, today is Sunday, and we're actually recording pretty early because your granny's picking you up pretty soon, and you're not going to be able to record tonight like we normally do before Monday. So
because I'll be at my granny's.
Yeah, be at your granny's, that's right. You're taking those things. Are you going to take any of your gluten-free foods with you just to have some snacks?
No.
Not even your brownies that we picked up yesterday?
Yes, my brownies.
Oh, you're going to take the brownies?
Yeah.
What about cereal? You've got some... what we call bee cereal, which is...
It's technically honey Cheerios.
No, they're not. Not they're Cheerios. Not
round. Honey Flakes.
Honey Flakes, yeah. And we picked up some gluten-free type Fruit Loops as well.
Yeah.
You going to take either of those with you?
No.
No, okay.
I don't usually have breakfast, so I'll just skip the breakfast.
Not even during the school year when Mom and I drop you off pretty early for breakfast club?
Usually I just have a piece of fruit, or if there's like... I used to have cheese toasties because I used to have cheese toasties.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't have that. Neither can I have the cereal.
That's right.
Can't have the cereal. I can't have the toast. Or I can't have the baguettes. No, not the baguettes. The cheese paninis.
Why can you not have those things?
Because they have gluten in them.
Yeah, that's a change. But what's one of the things that we will be doing before the new school year? Do you remember?
No.
We're going to go talk to the school to let them know that you are allergic to glutens. And we are supposed to, according to Scottish guidelines and guidance, they are supposed to be able to work with us and provide gluten-free versions of the food for you, or at least some type of alternative diet so that you can eat school lunch. Because here in Scotland, you get free school lunch all the way up during primary school, all the way up to P7. Mm-hmm. So they're supposed to be able to offer that for you. And I think that will be the same once you get to high school, but you'll have to pay for your school lunch there.
Yeah, and I don't want to spend money just for lunch.
Not if we're getting it for free through the government and things like that. Also, we got some more paperwork this past week about your gluten stuff. And we have what's called a medical prescription for you, so we can take that to the pharmacy, and once a month we can order a prescription of food.
Yeah.
And that will be breads, rolls, cereals, some rice flour, things like that. A lot of gluten-free stuff that will help us out. So I'm kind of looking forward to that assistance and being able to make stuff for you.
Yeah. And it's only... So what date is today?
Today's date? Today is July 10th.
It's only 5 days until we go to the States.
That's right. Very, very soon we will be on a jet plane flying to the U.S. And then when we get there, we will have a car and we will drive a long distance. And then we will, you and I anyway, will probably spend...
most of the time at the pool.
A lot of time in the swimming pool because it's going to be hot.
Yeah. I will be having all the fans connected to me, even in the pool.
Well, I don't think you'll need to worry about that. I'm pretty sure where we're going, there'll be an indoor pool.
Yeah.
And inside the building, it will be fairly cool.
And outside, there's a big local pool.
There probably will be. I don't know. Never been here before. But we've got a lot of great things that we'll do. And one of the things your mom did was contact the airline to let them know that you have gluten allergy.
Yeah.
Because we get fed on the plane. And if you have a special diet, like yourself, we can mark that and then they can make sure they have a version of the food that is gluten-free for you.
Yeah. Imagine everyone else in the plane didn't have gluten and I was the only person on the plane that had gluten intolerance and I got the most luxurious meal ever.
It's possible. I know that when we traveled to the States when you were 2.5, we were able to set, again, on the website, set up that you had a children's meal. And your children's meal was much better than the one that me and mom got. I think the only one that I can remember was on the way back, and it was a pizza, which looked really good.
What did you get?
I don't remember. Airplane food is pretty bland so that it can appeal to a lot of people. So it was probably something chicken.
Well, after I go to my grand's, she'll drop me off back at my house and then someone else will pick me up.
Yeah, the next day you're going to spend the whole afternoon with some of your best friends.
Yeah.
Because it's summer. You guys are going to have a fun day. And then that evening, you're going to karate. And what news do you have about karate stuff?
I have went into the bigger class.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Cool. I have now got a white suit.
Mm-hmm. And what color belt you've got?
A white belt and with a red stripe.
With a red stripe. And what new thing have you started doing in your new karate class?
Sparring.
How cool is that?
Cool, but I'm still nervous about it because it's a new thing.
No, it's okay to be nervous. Uh-huh. Are you worried about getting hit?
Yeah.
Well, I think if I remember correctly, you told me that you were paired up with Sensei's child and they are more experienced at it. And uh-huh. did you punch at them and they punch at you or what was
We didn't actually punch, but like I would say it was my turn, I would say either Dodan or Chudan,
mm-hmm.
and then they would say us, and then I would go, yeah, like punch either to the jaw or to the face.
Okay.
Or to the tummy or the face.
So learning what things to respond with.
No.
No.
And then they would go block it, and then they would punch me, but okay. Not actual punch.
Yeah, it's a light sparring. It's not actual punching yet.
Yeah.
Once you get a little older and get better and know more of the moves, I imagine there will be some physical contact with the sparring. I don't know enough about that, so I can't really say. But it sounds very exciting. You've moved to a whole new level of cool stuff to do.
My ear is itching. I've got headphones on.
Well, go ahead and scratch your ear.
Okay. I don't know anything else to talk about, really.
You don't know anything else to talk about?
No.
Well, let's see. How long have we been recording?
10 minutes.
Well, that's okay. I think it's okay to close out the episode right now.
Yeah. So we have a merch store like we talked about in the last episode. We have a Patreon you can go support us on, and we have a Patreon in the merch store. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Have a great day, everybody.
Have a great day.